on 15 second seconds. Oh, quang, quang. Oh, quang, quang.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Oh, quang, quang.
Some man you just can't reach.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike and the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
All right, I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Yes, thank you. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. You want to stop clapping, people? Sit them down. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, and we are coming to you from our palatial studios here at 4215 West Hillsborough Avenue. That might be the right address. It may not. I forgot it just that quick. But we're here at Hillsborough Avenue. You know where it is. It's where you can have the 2021 Hooters calendars on sale now. You get some wings, shrimp, and burgers. This is Hooters, baby. Come check us out. Come see how we make the magic. I'm not here alone. I can't do this alone. But I'm doing this different now because we're losing a lot of chromosomes today. So it's going to be heavily infatuated or infested with the other chromosomes, the two X's. I think I got that right, but we'll worry about that later. The man putting the sounds through your eardrums, we like to call him the one, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a man who is heavily outnumbered by X's.
There you go. Yeah, really. And way in a remote location in a place called Orlando's, we have the Billies. Billies, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a nerd to a Lord of the Rings convention.
A nerd to the Lord of the Rings convention?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't understand how y'all even understand what they're saying, because I never understood the Lord of the Rings. It's just different from me.
I love the Lord of the Rings.
Okay, nerd.
yeah, thank you.
All right, and back by popular demand, hook or crook, I had to pay these people because now they are known as streetwalkers.
Whoa, what? What?
No, maybe not streetwalkers.
Yeah, that's probably a poor choice.
That's a poor choice. Because yeah. I was thinking, like, you're driving down the street and you see some females.
And you see some females.
And you pay them. And then they say, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll come on your show.
And that's just the same thing.
And
so,
that's, yeah. Well, I guess they are streetwalkers.
Yeah, there you go. You've heard them before. So I'll start out with the lovely, talented Cindy's. Cindy's, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like that dollar you said you're going to give me to your wallet.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll discuss this with you later.
All right.
But right now,
it's $2 now?
$2, yeah. So let's go ahead and talk to your other compadre. This is Lynn with no E. Lynn, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the lime to my beer bottle.
Ooh, that's nice.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to explain to you ladies that listening. I mean, you ladies that's here on the award-deserving show. You don't discuss finance in public. You know, because if he knows that you're getting a dollar,
yeah,
then he's going to want a dollar.
Yeah, why do I only get 50 cents?
Well, I want two.
I just assumed he got $3 by now. He's been on the show so long.
Hell no.
Wait a minute. You guys get paid?
See, this
we
is why.
Trying.
This is what we exes do, you know. We talk about money.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Exactly. This is why.
Now, Spike, I do need to point out to you that just because you have so many X chromosomes on this show,
right,
doesn't mean that you have to mansplain everything.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So, what had happened was.
Well, how will they know anything?
Yeah,
you guys
really
are pushing it tonight.
Aren't they? Okay, so what happened is the other resistant fighters, they either took a day off. One's in California, the other one's in Oklahoma somewhere. And we
the
just
gas go, man is working tonight.
Yeah, it's selling selling gas, so we'll go for that. But that doesn't stop the show because we are the road trip show, and we would love to pick up hitchhikers. So you can give us a call at 813-699-3900. You can play and participate because we are a caller-driven show. We love people to call.
813-699-3900.
Call and bother us. And while you're bothering us, you will know that we talk about, what, three things, ladies and gentlemen. We talk about three things.
The past.
The past, the present, and the future.
That's what it is. That's what we talk about, those three things, the past, the present, and the future. So we get it in and we get it gone. I don't know what
you know, even though people can't see me anymore because we don't do this
right.
over Zoom, I still dance.
You still dance? That's good.
That's okay.
It's great.
You have to get your weekly exercise in.
We could hear your microphone rumbling.
Yeah, we still know. We know how you do that, really. And along with those three things we talk about, we also have a lot of things we have to do. We have to do our cow chip. We have to do our big A word of the day. But before all that goes on, we have to at least talk to our sponsors.
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, so I didn't watch the race this weekend, so I have no idea. But, you know, he's almost always in the top 10, so order the fried pickles, and maybe they'll be free.
Well, in case PW was so vague about that, every participating Hooters would give you free fried pickles if Chase Elliott
finishes in the top 10 on Sunday.
And if he wins on Sundays, you get free boneless wings with your order. So give it a shot. Order it and see what happens.
Yeah, see what happens. You know.
Right. It'd be fine.
You know, you'll eat it either way.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
Exactly. All right, well, now we got out of the way. It's time to go ahead and do our cow chip of the week. Yes. We have the longest introduction in any show.
We do.
Show in the history.
Thank
of
goodness.
A show.
Otherwise, we'd have nothing to
nothing
do.
To talk about. Serious. All right, cow chip, ladies and gentlemen, is cow chip. Every week, I will give you something that's fascinating, something interesting, and maybe something that you learn. But these are the things that you can walk when you're in your travels,
right,
amongst your people. You can say, "I did not know that."
Because I stepped in cow chips.
That's good to know. A library in Anchorage, Alaska. What they do is, if you're thinking about sprucing up your home, ladies and gentlemen, with some stuffed animals and not the toy kind, but you aren't sure that you're ready to commit to the dead critter themed decor, you can check out taxidermied animals at this library and take it home and put it in your labode and see
and stick it in the corner, like a little mongoose or something next to your bed.
Yes, you can stick it right there and you can see how you like it.
What is a labode?
A labode is where we all live.
Yeah, you don't speak Spike.
That's no. In labode.
That's in
your
French.
Labode.
Labode is French.
Labode. Yes.
In that,
I'm just thinking,
next to the bathroom.
Labode,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, the labode is in the bathroom.
That's a laboratory.
No, but you sit on the labode.
Okay. Well, you guys are missing the point of the cow chip.
Yeah.
If you
go
want
back to the stuffed animal.
Right.
If you want a stuffed animal next to your labode, wherever that is.
But the cow chip moment is, if you don't know whether you want a stuffed beaver,
you can just rent one.
Let's say a stuffed bear.
A stuffed beaver.
Or a wide open beaver. That's the
oh, a Oh, thanks for the Kurt Vonnegut reference.
That's what. That was Kurt Vonnegut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. A question.
Yes.
What's a Kurt Vonnegut?
He wrote a.
Oh, that's a guy.
Yeah, he wrote a book called Breakfast of Champions, and there was a whole chapter on wide open beavers.
Oh, okay. All right. Well. And the next thing we do before we start this award-deserving show, we have to talk about the big A word of the day.
Oh.
Woo!
Oh.
We'll get to it soon.
So there's probably a button I press.
Yep. I'm thinking spikes.
I'm pressing it like mad.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
I don't remember that part in the show. Okay, so resistance fighters and our esteemed guest, what we do once a week, we give you a big A word of the day so we can, we're trying to educate the mind. We're always trying to get you smarter and make you a better person. Because when you leave this show, we don't want you to be dumber.
Yes.
Or your mind to be tight.
As most people are.
Yeah. That's kind of hard to do.
And as I said that, the big A word of the day, and I'm going to give you the big A word, and then you tell me whether you know what it is or not. No, tell me yes or no, you know what it is.
Yeah, what it means.
Right, and then at the end of the show, we will reveal what the big A word is.
But is this a true English word, this or is this a true spike?
No, this is a true English word.
Okay. Yeah.
Straight out of the word of the day dictionary.
Big A word of the day. Big A word of the day is...
It is likely to be mispronounced.
Well, yeah.
Probably.
Inveigle.
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 Spell that for us.
I-N-V-E-I-G-L-E. Inveigle.
All right, inveigle.
Inveigle.
Yeah.
Cindy,
wow.
Do you know what inveigle means?
I do not know that word.
No E. Do you know what inveigle means?
I do not.
Oh, Billy, do you have any idea what inveigle means?
I actually do.
Oh, whoa. Well, hey,
she studied German, so.
Oh.
And it
that
sounds kind of German.
That's not a German word.
It isn't?
All right, PW, so. You know what inveigle is?
No, I have no idea.
Wait a minute. So, Billy, you say you know what the word is?
I do.
Okay, how do you pronounce it?
Inveigle.
Ta-da, yes. All right, so listen.
You pronounce it right.
There we go. So we are now, that's the big A word of the week. And at the end of the show, we will give you guys a definition of it so you can use that in your travels.
If we remember.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you're not going to give the definition now?
No.
No,
this is.
We have to stay for the end of the show to get
the
definition.
That's enticing.
Or we could Google it on our phones.
Yeah. This is how we get people who accidentally tune in.
Yeah.
To stay to the end. Yeah.
So he usually waits until the end of the show, but then we all forget about it.
Ah, got it. So nobody ever knows what it means.
Yeah.
No.
But we do get the people who listen once.
Yeah. If they have not returned for this long-ass introduction. But that's okay. Now you know what it is time? It's topic-changing music time.
Oh, my God. We're going to begin our very first topic on the Spike on the Mic show here on W-something.
Snap. Oh, we talked about it. We talked about those people. Okay.
We didn't.
All right. So this show right now is going to be heavily court-themed.
Court-themed?
Court-themed. So what I'm going to give you the theme and then give you the topics of each docket, okay?
Each docket.
So
this is interesting.
I'm calling this segment, this whole show, Court is in Session.
Court is in Session.
The first docket on the court, I call Mailbox 1, Truck 0.
Mailbox 1, Truck 0.
Now, I need you guys, that you guys are the judge, jury, and execution on this, so I'm going to give you the story.
Oh, nice.
And then you tell me, what is your opinion on this, all right? So, Cletus...
So, if there's a death sentence, I get to carry it out?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So, Cletus Snape, all right? He is suing Huron County, which is in Ohio, a homeowner, for a fortified mailbox that caused his truck to flip over.
Holy!
The Ohio Supreme Court is reviewing
mailbox?
This, right? So,
what did you jump out in front of him?
So, what is going in? The Supreme Court heard oral arrangements Wednesday that over a mailbox
you
dispute.
You mean arraignment. Not arrangements.
Oral arguments.
You know, maybe, you know the story?
Yeah.
No, but I know the phrase that when you try to present something in front of a Supreme Court, it's oral argument.
Okay. All right, Billy, thank you. Oral arguments. Okay, so what happened is Cletus' truck crashed into Matthew's mailbox after he hit some, and I don't know why they call it this, he hit some black ice, all right? So his car lost.
Oh, no, yeah, there is an expression, black ice.
Yeah, I heard of it too.
It has nothing to do with Negroes.
Tall people? Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. No. I thought, okay, well, he hit some. Okay, I'll go with that. He hit some black ice, and his car slid it and hit the mailbox. And because the mailbox didn't break away, it was fortified, his truck rolled over and flipped.
Man.
Right? Now.
Oh, so this was a mailbox that was going to resist.
Now, what happened is Matthew buried his mailbox. It was made out of, he made it out of an 8-inch metal pole, buried it 3 feet into the ground in cement and rocks.
In cement.
And poured it into there, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So probably because people had knocked it down a bunch of times.
Sure, yeah. Everybody kept knocking it down.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He fortified it.
So anyway.
Come on, we're making your story more interesting.
Well, so, Billy, you want to say what happened?
I don't know what happened. Well, I'm assuming, wait, so from what you told us so far, I'm assuming he sued the guy who owns the mailbox because he's saying that it's the mailbox owner's fault that his car flipped over.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
after hitting his mailbox.
Not the black ice on the
right.
Just say ice, because I'm sure you said black guys.
It did sound like black guys.
Just say ice.
The slick road.
Yeah. Right. So Cletus's attorneys are saying that, I lost that spot.
But we do know his name is Cletus now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saying that the, got to be more careful. Cletus said that the property wasn't justified for inflicting injury on his client, saying that the property owner cannot, without warning, cause bodily harm on a person by trespassing by means of traps, spring guns, or instruments that causes destruction unless he is justified by using force. All this is just lawyer talk. Now,
yeah.
The thing about it, the Cletus'
dumb
attorney,
lawyer talk.
Cletus'
yeah,
attorney
really stupid lawyer talk.
Went to the U.S. Postal Service website, and the website said that the mailboxes are supposed to be buried 2 feet off the ground and not made out of iron and steel. Now, question to the resistance fighters and you guys there. Who do you agree with on that particular court ruling? And I'll start out with you, PW. Who do you agree with on that court ruling?
Well, first of all, no post office is going to tell me how to do my post box.
All right.
You know, I mean, it's I'll do it however I want. I can have it shaped like a poor child begging.
A dolphin.
You know, and you put the letters in his hands.
Right.
You know, I could do it however I want.
Well, all right. So, Linz, Noe?
I agree that this guy shouldn't get anything for the damage to his truck. I'm in favor of the homeowner.
Yeah.
All right, Cindy's?
I think the mailbox was minding its own business.
Exactly, yeah.
Wasn't hurting anyone.
Right, just holding its hands out.
It's not its fault. It's super strong.
Yeah, all right. Billy's?
Yeah, I don't think there's, like, a law. The post office might have guidelines on
or suggestions.
Suggestions about how to, you know, build a mailbox. But I seriously doubt there's any law that is a requirement of how they should be built. And therefore, it is of no fault of the homeowner for any damages or injuries to the truck or the driver.
Right.
All the post office is worried about is whether or not when the mailman pulls on it, if it's going to fall over, you know.
Exactly.
They just want it to work like a post box. Yeah.
Right. The website says that these are guidelines, as you said, to...
Guidelines.
guidelines to do it. These are not law. And it's not illegal to fortify your mailbox.
Yeah.
There you go.
So even though, you know, Cletus said, had they had the proper guide-lighted mailbox, his truck wouldn't have flipped over.
No.
Causing massive injuries.
Yeah. He's just trying to get somebody to pay
actually,
for
if he hadn't
stupidity.
Run into it.
He obviously doesn't have insurance of his own.
if his truck hadn't run into it, it wouldn't have flipped over. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He ran into the ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay.
I found a website about mailboxes, and it says curbside mailbox posts should be buried less than 24 inches deep and made from wood no longer than 4 inches, whatever.
Now
but
that
should be is a guideline. That is not a rule.
Now that leaves to the opening that they knew that when mailboxes get hit, they need to break away.
No.
Because where
are you going
with that?
No.
Hold on a second. So you understand the purpose of the mailbox is not to cause bodily injury to make a truck flip.
No, that's not the purpose of a mailbox.
Lynn?
The purpose of a mailbox is to receive mail.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
All right, so.
Thank you. Hey, this has been the best show ever so far with all these X chromosomes.
So going with the title, Mailbox 1, Truck 0, are we all in agreement that Cletus is just S out of luck?
Yeah, S out of luck.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What is the actual outcome of the case, though?
Oh, they haven't. The Supreme Court is still hearing.
Supreme Court.
Oh, my God.
Oral argument. Say what? Hello? Did we lose Billy?
No.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were saying something. But also, in defense of the homeowners, he's saying, yes, I fortified my mailbox because several times my mailbox has been damaged by trucks passing by.
Right.
By Cletus's.
Cletus's,
yeah. Cletus has knocked it down 14 times so far.
He probably is the one that would tear that damn thing up.
Yeah.
He's saying trailers would come by, snow plows would clip it, even someone threw a pumpkin at it.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess I'm sorry for Cletus, you're going to be in trouble. Sorry about that. All right, well then, let's go to docket number 2.
All right, we're going to another topic now. And it's got to be, absolutely got to be better than the last one.
Yeah.
Ding. Oh, that was nice. Who made the ding?
Yeah, really. I like to call this docket number 2, Steak and Shake 1, Melissa White 0.
Steak and Shake 1, Melissa White 0.
All right, so a federal jury just awarded Steak and Shake $80,000 over a former employee's social media posting.
Oh.
Here is the story. I'm glad you asked. The jury awarded Steak and Shake $70,000 in actual damages and $10,000 in punitive damages after Melissa trial for a 3-day trial. What had happened was Melissa, who works at Steak and Shake, was cooking herself a hamburger. So while she was cooking the hamburger, you know, she pressed on the meat with the meat presser, and to her surprise, she thought she saw worms coming out of her meat. So Melissa got all indignant, that's going to be another big word of the day.
That is a good word.
That's a fabulous word.
She got all.
You pronounced it correctly.
I know, that was amazing.
Yeah, she got all indignant, and the supervisor had to come, and they even had to call the police on Melissa. She claimed, you know, she's saying there were worms in her thing. They made her leave the store. She went home, and 3 hours later, within an hour, she posted deflammatory comments on Facebook.
Oh, no. Deflammatory.
Yeah, hot ones. Sharing this post, which was also shared 36,000 times, and at least 7,500 people said they will never eat a Steak and Shake again.
Okay.
Now, Steak and Shake.
I haven't eaten at Steak and Shake in a very long time.
Mm.
Yeah.
You should get
the one by me closed during the pandemic. It's gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, are they closing down?
Oh, man.
Well, the one by me is gone because of the pandemic. I don't know about the rest of
the times I've been in them, I've enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, really.
I like them really thin...
crispy burgers.
Yeah, exactly. Thin burgers.
Yeah, and they have like their...
I'm just so tired of those big fat burgers.
Yeah. Yeah. Train track off. All right. Well, White's lawyer says that the verdict is very, very disappointing.
Wait a minute. This is a lawyer for just Whites?
Yeah. just the Whites.
Oh, man.
He's very disappointed. Wow. They say that the jury heard the arguments, which were unfair because, and I don't know how this part is true, White took the patty home and froze it for the courts. I don't know if that's part of it. He's saying,
okay.
And
yeah.
When the courts, when the, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
When the courts took the, when they examined the patty, they found 3 fly larvae in the meat.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. And then there was the problem with the chain of custody.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she had it for probably, what, how many years?
Time. Exactly. Yes. And was it...
she stuck in that meat.
Can we know for sure that patty didn't go out to some horrible neighborhood where they have those kinds of larvae and then be put back in the freezer?
I hear what you're trying to say. It was the Whites, though. So that's what the Steak and Shake people say. Listen, when we examine the food, it was nothing. It was just the grease that was spattering from
exactly,
the hamburger.
Yeah.
And patty.
Well, if she like pushed down on the burger, most of those like fast food spatulas have like holes in them, and if you push down hard enough, it's going to come up through the spatula and
sure.
kind of look like worms. And
yes.
That's stupid. That's so, immediately yeah. what. Yeah.
So again, resistance fighters and our esteemed guests, you are judge, jury, and executioners.
Yeah.
How do you rule, Cindy's?
I would rule for Steak and Shake.
Yes.
Just give it to him, huh?
Well, I Ooh, think so, man. Unless she had a video
I can smell
in
burgers
the
right now.
With
yes.
the worms know, coming out of the burger, you know.
Right.
Showing that, but other than that, she obviously didn't because they... I think I would do it. Steak and
no
Shake.
No E?
Yes.
Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't prove
you,
that
you
she
can't smell
did
that
it.
Right Hold now? On.
That she didn't put that stuff in there, and they can't, and she can't prove that it was in there. So, I mean, I'd throw out the case.
So, no harm, no foul.
Well, obviously, Steak and Shake was harmed.
Right, because of the Facebook posted it.
Yep.
Billy's.
Exactly that. They should get damages for like liable for the defamatory comments that she made on
ooh,
social media.
Ooh, yeah.
Big deflamatories.
Deflamatory.
W?
No L.
Oh, well, of course I'm going to go with the X's. I'm no fool.
Smart man.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, I kind of see you guys' logic, but I'm thinking about Melissa White. She works at
You're
Steak
always thinking about the Whites.
Yes, yeah. She's yeah. She works at the Burger King, not the, oh, I'm sorry, Steak and Shake.
Not anymore.
That's true. Yeah, they terminated her employment. Yeah. And now they're going to ask for $80,000 out of her? Come on, man. Let's just call it even.
But it's not even. She cost them
$80,000 damage.
Revenue.
No. They'll probably never get it. She probably doesn't have $80,000.
Yeah, that was
saying. You're never going to get it.
No, but
I think it's a principle thing.
Yes.
So why can't Steak and Shake just make her do another Facebook post? Say, oops, MB.
Because you can't do that. Nobody listens to the correction.
Yeah, you can't undo
it. Whatever the big, you know, the big story is that got passed around everybody is the fact that, you know, Steak and Shake has worms in their burgers.
Yeah.
Everybody figured that out. No one's going to share to you know, 17,000 other people that she was wrong. Nobody's going to look at that.
Right.
That's not a...
So Steak and Shake should be allowed to kill her.
So what is $80,000 going to do to Steak and Shake?
It's not going to do anything for Steak and Shake, but it's going to make her think twice about doing something so stupid.
You're so nasty.
Stop other people from doing it.
Yeah.
Stop,
exactly.
You know, nobody's going to want to get sued.
I don't know. That's why they're going out of business. I'm mad now. I'm mad at Steak and Shake. They should just...
You're mad at Steak and Shake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she lied about something that was not true?
No, because their burgers are too delicious. Yes.
No, we're not 100% sure.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm not going to eat at Steak and Shake. I'm for them in this case, but I'm not going to eat there.
Hold on a second.
On the chance that there were worms in that burger.
Oh, God.
So you're selling out because of this story that this white girl did.
There's a chance that she was right.
Well, there's a chance that there was gold and diamonds in that burger, too, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really know for sure.
And you just poop that out and collect the diamonds. Yeah.
You have to dig for the diamonds.
All right, well, I'm going to go out and I think I'm going to differ from the resistance fighters in the cast. I think that it shouldn't have been an $80,000 damage inferment. They should have just said, look at him. You do a retraction. You take it back. What's the name? Retraction?
Retraction.
You do a retraction. And how about this, Billy? If she does a retraction and she gets 360,000 people that like it or post it, and those 7,000 people say they're going back to eat Steak and Shake, will we okay?
It'll never ever happen.
No. All right.
She's not going to get 300,000 likes on something like that. I'm sorry.
How about this? They put it on the news. You know what I mean? Like, put it on the news and make everybody see. Anyway.
Yeah, no news program is going to do that, because who cares about this woman?
Sure, and who cares about Steak and Shake?
Damn, you guys. All right, well, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and do docket number 3.
All right, here we go with another topic. It is so-called topic number 3, but I bet you he has another name.
Not topic, Daddy.
It's docket.
I know. I don't want to say docket because they're
topic. You can
topics.
Say topic and then later say to.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right. My docket number 3.
All right, docket number 3. I like to call this Tesla 1, backseat driver 0.
Tesla 1, backseat driver 0. You right. should never get in the backseat of your Tesla and expect to get somewhere alive.
Well, speaking of that, there was a multiple 911 calls Monday reporting a person sitting in the back seat of his Tesla Model 3 without someone in the driver's spot.
I know.
This guy could be seen going down Interstate 80, going from San Francisco to across the Oakland Bay Bridge. The highway patrol officers pulled up next to the Tesla while homeboy was sitting in the back.
Right.
And they made him pull over, stop, and arrest him.
All right. Now, here's the thing. How do they make an invisible driver pull over? Yeah.
Do this.
And the guy in the back seat just holds his hands up like, you know what?
I wonder if they have a way to contact Tesla and force the car. Like, as part of having driverless cars, that they have a back door in a driverless car stop.
Wow, Billy's interesting.
So,
I am.
Yeah. Now the question to the cast, of course, I don't have the guy's name. Oh, his name is Shara. He.
Spike.
Wait, I think I just made that up.
Yeah, Shara.
I think it was more your facial expression than I was laughing.
I found
at.
His name. Do you want me to say it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I won't say it.
It's Shara.
Yeah, we're gonna go with that. Shara. Yeah. He. He was arrested. Now, the question to the guys, do you think he should be incarcerated for using a feature of an automobile that he purchased? PW?
Yes, because they tell you when you buy those cars, do not leave the car up to the car. They say sit there and you have to monitor it.
Okay.
That's correct.
He was sitting there monitoring it.
No, in the back seat. He couldn't do anything.
You can't take over the car. Because there's, like, you have the ability, if you're auto driving, you have the ability to take it off and then manually drive it.
Yeah, all you have to do is touch the wheel and the gas pedal and the brake, and everything's fine.
Lynn, what do you think? Should he have been arrested? That was a question to you.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Oh, all right.
Oh, man. Wait a minute. Lynn's getting money from somewhere, I think.
No, I'm just
she's just thinking about it.
Is there a law for self-driving cars yet? Is
yes,
it?
It's called, no. The law for what he did is reckless driving. Yes.
Well,
because self-driving cars are going to be common, is there a law that says you can't sit in the back seat of a self-driving car?
There is none.
Yes, it's called reckless driving.
Yes.
Because then if you're not in control of the car, if you don't have the ability to control the car while it's driving, then you are reckless driving.
You're repeating.
Okay, then he should have been pulled over.
No, yeah. No. Okay, Cindy, I'll wait for my argument.
Well, I think it's just against common sense. You know, I mean, he's taking his own life in his hands by being in the backseat. I think, I don't know if he should have been arrested, but he should have been pulled over and told to get in the front of his car. And
maybe ticketed?
And I agree with Billy, it is
The gas man, that was the ding. The gas man just said that he rode in a Model 3, and it was really cool.
Right. But was he in the back?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was in the back.
I don't remember, a friend of mine, I don't remember which model it is that he has, but I drove his car. Oh, my God, it's so amazing.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well,
yeah. It is so amazing, a Tesla. It has the pickup of,
like a rocket ship.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's 0 to 60 in, like, a half a second. It's just, oh, my God, it's a mess. It's amazing.
So, Tesla are introducing, here's a word I'm going to use, autonomy cars, right?
Autonomy cars,
they're using those cars. So, there is no rule as of right this very moment, but those cars are provided to you can drive, self-drive. I've seen people around here, they're in the front seat, but I've seen people didn't have their hands on their steering wheel while the Tesla was doing it.
Absolutely.
So, to go along with no E, it is not a full cut and draw.
Yeah, it is. You're supposed to sit where you can take control instantly.
You what?
You're supposed to.
All right, see, right there, that's just like that thing said, you're supposed to plant your mailbox 2 feet. You're supposed to do anything. The car is designed to do. Ooh, I just lawyered him.
Supposed to is a guideline, is what he's saying. If we go back lawyer to that
mailbox
story.
Yeah, I lawyered him. I lawyered him, didn't I?
No, you
lawyered him. And just like, and Billy, you keep using the phrase reckless driving. Reckless driving is another lawyer move. It's an umbrella statement for anything that a police officer wants to instill on the ticket.
No, that's not true. Completely wrong.
That's not true. Reckless driving is when you're driving at the peril of yourself and others.
Right.
And by not being able to take that over control of that
car. Let me ask you this.
That is exactly what he was doing.
Let me ask you this. If I'm driving and I fall asleep, and then
you are reckless driving.
Right, but if I wake up and I don't hit anything, and the cop saw me fall asleep and wake up, he can arrest me for reckless driving,
Yes, he can.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I would.
So actually, in this case, he wasn't driving.
He didn't hurt anybody while he was in the back seat doesn't mean he wasn't reckless driving.
So what I'm saying is that is the police catch-all.
Wait, are we talking about a white driver?
Yeah. Yeah, the one that's suing the hamburger joint.
I think he should have been arrested for failure to drive his car.
Yeah.
He bought the god doggone car. Because I want to buy a Tesla and let it drive around. I mean,
amazing.
I do. I want to try that damn thing and see what happens. But, you know.
You won't even buy a car with automatic windows.
You're not going to be in the back seat.
All right. Gas man says, I was in the back. You're only supposed to use the driverless feature if you're behind the wheel. Also, the Tesla Model S is quicker than almost any car made.
No joke. It is so amazing.
But you can't drive fast. That's why they have speed limits. So what's the difference?
It's quick. In other words, you can go from 0 to 30 in like 2 seconds.
Less than that.
Well, you know, whatever. The point is, it's very quick.
It doesn't have to speed. It doesn't have to go beyond the speed limit.
Whatever. I'm okay with that.
Whatever.
Lynn, you said arrest or no arrest?
I don't think he should have been arrested. I think he should have been ticketed.
And Cindy?
I agree with that.
So here's the thing. Once he was got out of jail, once he's released, doing his walk away, they ask him, they say, hey, you know, how do you feel about this? And he says in the interview that riding in the back seat isn't dangerous and he will continue to do it. I'm going to the back seat right now. He says, you feel me? I'm waiting for my car to get released out of impound. He says, Elon Musk knows what he's doing, and I think people are just tripping and they're just scared. Damn. So if he gets back in the back seat again,
right,
y'all going to rearrest him?
Yeah.
Yes.
You people.
That would just be stupid.
100% yes. Because now
I'm thinking the gas man said yes.
So, yeah.
Gas man said, I'll explain cars and racing next week.
All right. Well, sure. We'll go with that. All right. So, I disagree with the arresting. I think that it should have been a warning. The cops should have pulled him over and said, hey, look here, homie. Right now is not the time to do it.
And the second time he does it, should he get warned again or should he get arrested? Because now he's still endangering people. That's at the cop's discretion. Just like, you know, if somebody gets pulled over for speeding, the cop can just decide to, okay, you're going to get a warning. I'm not going to give you a ticket.
Yeah,
right.
If the guy was a jerk, and according to everything I'm reading, he sounds like a jerk, then of course the cop's not going to give him a warning. The cop's going to do what he should do for reckless driving, which is arrest. It's a criminal traffic violation.
Whatever. Okay, I'll give you guys, I'm outnumbered except where I got the other two W's on my side. Hexes. Hexes on my side, yeah.
But call them W's, whatever that means. Yeah.
All right, so now we are 15 minutes to the show. I want to try something. I want to try this thing that I just come up called Spike's Spew. All
right,
so
did I do it right?
You did it right.
Yeah.
I am going to spew about something, and then once we finish spewing, of course, I'm going to need you guys' opinion on this thing here. So here is my weekly Spike Spew. Resistance fighters and our esteemed guest, I just want to spew about something. Charles Barkley is saying that political correctness is taking the fun out of NBA TNT. He says you can't have fun nowadays and that people are being jackasses. He's saying that everything you do, they're trying to cancel culture you. Charles Barkley says, I'm just going to hang on for a couple more years until I'm 60. And then after that, they can kiss my ass. He says, I've already told them that. I'm not going to work until the day I die. That's just stupid.
Wow.
If I don't have enough money by now, then I am an idiot anyway. So they should just fire me. I say to this, Charles Cornelius L. Barkley, I say just go away.
Wow, damn.
Bye.
Damn, bye.
Yes. Because here's my little rant right here.
Dang.
I have no problem with political correctness. I think that if you're saying something that is offending people, then you should stop saying something that offended people. Just because back in the day you were able to offend people and you get away with it, that doesn't mean it's right. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Spike's Spew of the Week.
Damn, there's a lot of bells in that, and I'm not sure why.
Now, I need some rebuttals or some suggestions or some comments from the resistance fighters and the guests. And I'll start out with you, PWs.
You're totally wrong. Wow, that was easy.
What am I wrong about?
I don't know, but the bell rang, didn't it?
All right. Billy, what do you think about my spew?
I want to know what prompted this. Like, what? How does he feel canceled? Because I hear them talking. They're hysterical a lot. I love that coverage of NBA and TNT. Because they're super funny.
Yeah,
but
so yeah,
I don't understand what exactly has happened that he's getting criticized
you.
Or feels canceled.
What happened on I think the TNT, NBA or TNT show, Houston or some team in Texas was playing, and he said something to the lady about, you know, all those big women. They got all those big women down there in Texas, and all the people in Texas got mad at him by him calling all the women big.
Well, Texas is the biggest state in the world. Yeah.
Either way, he got a lot of fan mail, hate mail, mail. So then he got his panties up in the wad and saying that political correctness is ruining, taking the fun out of broadcasting.
Yes.
Now, does that answer your question, Billy?
It does.
Oh, it does?
And if it does answer my question, it answers, you know, what is it that prompted this?
So it's a color thing.
My response is,
no, wait a minute.
If that's what he wants to do, okay, then he doesn't have to be a broadcaster anymore.
Right?
That's true, yeah.
Cindy?
He could just go home.
Yeah, I think he can just go home, but I disagree with your political correctness statement. I think it sometimes is taken too far. You can't say anything almost anymore without, because you always have to be politically correct. And I do think it's funny when people just are speaking off the cuff and don't have to think so much about everything that's being said.
Right?
So. Right. You mean white people.
Yeah. Mostly I was talking about Spike. But
all right. No E?
I agree with Cindy. I think there's things that, I mean, you can't just, okay, so he called people big. I mean, did he define what big meant? Maybe he just meant people have big personalities in Texas. I mean, they all have big hair.
What's wrong with big?
Is
big is beautiful.
Incorrect? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
yeah, there are certain things I really like to be big. Yeah.
What's wrong with
big? Yeah.
So,
I mean, at some point, there is no...
Is there?
It's just everything's going to be straightforward,
matter of fact. What's wrong with big?
You can't joke. You can't say anything to your friends. You know,
somebody's always offended about something.
Always be freaking offended.
That's what I think.
Do you?
I do think that there is a certain amount of... stuff that is...
I gotta press the button.
He offended somebody.
Press the button.
Yeah.
I do think that people get offended a little too easily. But, you know, that is also the nature of broadcasting. That's my point. I don't think he should go. I literally love their coverage of the NBA on TNT.
Right.
I love that panel.
It is funny.
They're great. They're hysterical. They're usually, like, the whole banter between everybody. I love it.
Right.
And I probably wouldn't have been offended if he had said that about Florida Girls. I don't care. But it's the nature of what it is like to be in broadcasting. And so if that's something that he feels the need to... I personally think it's a mistake for him to so publicly say that, because now what if the, you know, now he's just... The next time he does something, they'll probably just fire him.
Yeah, that's true. But here's
likewise, we'll probably just fire you, you know, because I can't even figure out what time you said that. Yeah.
So, yeah, really. So this is my point to the people who saying that people are easily offended. Are they wrong for being easily offended?
I don't know. I grew up in Polk County. When people go, oh, are you a redneck?
I understand that, but...
It does not offend me, because either I say
what if it
you're
offends,
ignorant, I just think in my head you're an ignorant
But what if it offends?
Jerk,
what if it offends somebody else?
Then that person has to deal with it the way they want to.
Right. Cindy?
Yeah, I mean, are we going to own everybody's offendedness? I mean, honestly.
But what I'm saying is, if someone is offended, then, you know, hear them out. You can't say,
I understand,
I'm not offended.
That.
But
yeah,
the problem is somebody's always going to be offended.
And that's I'm okay with that.
That's the nature of broadcasting.
That's the nature of, I think it's not nature of broadcasting, I think it's the nature of life. If somebody, if I just walked down the street and I was saying things that offended one out of 10 persons, that's, I'm wrong, I think.
Well, yeah, if you're doing,
if you're maliciously doing it.
But if the other nine aren't offended, and this one person is offended, right?
Welcome to the real
how
world.
Are you going to, you don't always know what's going to offend someone.
That's right.
Well, that's what I say. When you say it and it is offended, then you'll know. I think what Charles Barkley did, he offended, he said that probably in a joking way or trying to do shock value.
Sure he did.
But then it offended persons, and then he said, kiss my ass.
Well, that's probably not appropriate.
Yeah, that might have been where the
only
mistake
because
was.
Of his profession.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't.
I don't know. That got my goat when I heard it, and I was driving. I thought like, so I'm gonna rant about
this. But Charles Barkley has always been.
He's
a
always
jokester
been.
And
yeah.
Been.
Yeah. And
on the other hand, there are some asses I would have loved to kiss. Yeah. And you know, so.
I'm okay with offending somebody as long as you own it. He is saying, how dare you be offended by something I say. That's
right.
The part that's wrong for me.
And okay. I'll agree with that.
There you go. Okay, good. There you go. Because back in the day, they used to use a certain word that offended, that you could say it, and then now some people get offended by it.
Right.
You know, and now they don't. I mean, now they have the power to be offended. So you should stop using it. All right. I'm not getting all sappy about that. I just wanted to show you a different point of view because I know a lot of people say, people
100%
are
agree with you, Spike.
What?
I agree with you.
Oh, did I?
Wow.
Did I
break? Did you say 100%?
Yeah.
Look at me. I loyaled you. PW today. I loyaled you. I don't know about Lynn and Cindy.
I mean, I agree with that. The whole idea that he's not like owning up to the fact that he might have offended some people.
Yeah.
I mean.
I don't know if it's old.
He's getting offended that someone else getting offended, and that's what's kind of going
that's
overboard.
Stupid. Yeah,
that's really where it's getting just really out of hand.
All right, so now that you heard Billy's explanation, Cindy, how you feel now?
Well, I agreed with you after I heard your explanation.
Oh, all right. Well, forget what Billy said.
I, of course, agree with her support of you. Yes.
Wait, all right. Why are all the exes agreeing with him?
I'm the tall one.
That's right.
I think he said we could eat anything we wanted.
Oh,
after
yeah.
That.
That's
what we're doing. No, E, how do you feel about this now? Have you changed your...
I said I agree with you on that statement.
So I just wanted to argue.
I think you just wanted to vent or spew.
Yeah, spew. That's it.
Wait a minute. They just delivered a beer that Spike's paying for. I agree with him.
Wait a minute. Are you gonna send me some food or something? Because everybody there is getting food.
I don't want to have to buy y'all agreement and friendship. You know?
You're in Orlando. They don't have food there.
Yeah, really. They only got cheese.
Uber Eat on Spike's account.
Yeah,
there
really.
You go.
Listen, I told you at the beginning of the show, we talk about finances off the air.
I'm a finance person. I can't help it.
Sorry.
Jeez. All right, well, so.
All right, cheese.
No, geez. So.
Cheese.
If we had to take a poll, is the Spike spew too argumentative, or we should try to incorporate it more?
No, the only problem with the Spike spew is the friggin' dings.
The dings.
Yeah,
that's
it. Doesn't make any sense. Just have your spew.
No,
just spew away.
You don't need to.
I agree with
a ding after every period.
Exactly.
that is annoying.
Yes, totally.
We're spewing.
Not to mention a lot of work for me, you know, because I'm pressing
as
buttons.
As quickly as we all agreed with you, Spike, now
I'm taking all my food, money, and drink back. I think the ding thing sets it off. Other than that, I'm just a run-on sentence.
Yes, but you would have to do the dinging. You would have to talk and ding.
You have to do it. You need to have your own
There's
ding.
Too much of a lag
I'll bow ding. That's the problem is the lag. I'll bow ding.
Yeah.
And we'll do it that way.
In fact, I'll bring a bell that you can just hit.
Yeah.
That'll
work.
It
needs like a hotel bell.
I have one of those, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You know, like
I think he has one.
Really have one.
The little round bell that you just
there
hit the little button on the sound.
He's got
thing.
One. He's got one.
But you can't hear it.
I can
yes,
hear it.
I heard that.
No, let's put it in.
We'll put a mic on it. We'll give it its own mic. Yeah.
You can't leave your finger on it. Just tap it.
Yeah, put it back. All right.
No, that's perfect. That is going to be good.
I want a ding.
We'll put a mic on. If you don't hold it and just ding it, it'll
right,
ding.
Just tap it.
Yeah.
All right. This isn't part of the show, but now you got me thinking. Yeah.
That's going to work. That's totally going to work.
That's perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
There you go.
Crab.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Yeah. So, that's beautiful.
Can I ding now if I can control my ding?
Oh, absolutely. I think it'll be
annoying?
A lot better.
Is the ding still annoying?
I think it's too much.
It'll be annoying, but, you know.
I think it'll be better if you do your own ding-a-ling.
No, it's not. It's no ling on there. Yeah. It's just ding, okay?
No. Do your own ding-a-ling. I love it.
Jeez. Right.
I think there's a song about that.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, with that being said, we have to remind you guys. You're going to throw that in the trash one of these days, ain't you?
I know. It's falling over.
We got to remind you guys, what is the big A word of the day?
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
All right. Big A word of the day. Big A word.
You remember what it was?
In bagel?
In beagle.
In beagle.
It was in beagle?
In beagle.
In beagle.
In bagel. In beagle. In bagel. In
bagel. So in beagle, ladies and gentlemen, it means to acquire by flattery. Or to win someone by enticement.
Nice.
Persuade. Which is, to persuade.
Yeah, it's basically
you
what you do with
so
us.
Good at that.
Spike.
Every time, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called being Spike.
I am, hey, baby girl, I am beagled up, right?
Or you could just call yourself a flirt.
Watch your mouth.
Or an inveagle.
It's what most guys do on dates.
Yeah, that's
inveagle?
True.
We inveagle?
Oh, absolutely. You know, why would I do less?
Less?
Than inveigle, yeah.
All right, so in your travels, whenever somebody's trying to, hey, mama, let me buy you something, you know you're being inveigled.
Don't you inveigle me.
Yeah, here it
is. We're going to use that on you a lot.
Don't you inveigle me.
That's not how it works. It's not how it works. But anyway, so having said that, we have to do what we normally do. I don't know if I'm starting too early, but we're going to try it anyway. So you guys got to stretch this out like I'm doing right now. Being that this was a great show, thank you guys for participating on this show. And it wasn't because we didn't have anybody else.
Why did you even have to say that?
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
We almost
just
had
because
it.
Gas man yeah. couldn't be here.
Obviously forgot the please. Definition of
Inveigle. Inveigle, yeah. All right, so what stuck with you tonight? And I'll start out with you. Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
That sometimes I agree with Spike, and sometimes I don't.
In your life better when you do? Yes. PW, what stuck with you tonight?
That
I totally disagree.
No, that on many nights, and especially this night, I agree with X chromosomes. Yeah.
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 All right.
You got to, you know.
Yeah.
Because they outnumber you.
That's true.
But I can run faster.
Not necessarily.
That's true. All right. Cindy?
I'm going to need the bell for my response.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Well, ding. I think ding.
Yeah, really.
But it is more fun with a ding-a-ling-a-ling.
All right, so there's one vote for the ding-a-ling.
She likes dings, apparently.
Yeah, really. And No E, what stuck with you tonight?
That I really should get paid for coming and sitting here and talking with you.
Nope. You know what it is? That means you have another diary entry tonight. Dear diary, today I...
Spike spew.
Not get paid.
I waste another portion of my life.
On Spike. Spike in the mic.
Yeah.
Another hour we won't get back.
Programming note. It's Spike.
On the mic,
yes.
Whatever.
Wow, coming in hot, are we?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be my ding or my spew of next time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the award-deserving Spike on the Mic show. I think even though we had a lot of men's down, we pulled it off because we had a great guest by Lynn and Cindy.
Yes.
You know, my point is cricket.
Right.
And we always had the Afromo Billy on remote.
Oh, yes. Afromo. Billy, Afromo Billy.
Yeah,
we call
really.
Her. Yeah.
PW, I want to say thank you.
Yeah.
And the rest of the resistance fighters out there somewhere traveling the world, too damn bad. We'll see y'all next time. This is Spike on the Mic Show. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get out of here, and I'm going to spew again one of these days. Spike on the Mic Show, we out. One.